And family, another beautiful day. Hopefully, you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I'm your host, God Wynn. And the purpose of this podcast is just to provide you with information, strategy to put yourself in position to win. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm hoping that you are feeling good. I'm hoping that you are feeling empowered, so you can go out here in this world and dominate. But not only dominate your space that you're in, but dominate yourself. Today I want to talk about your thoughts. I believe that we should have more conversations about our thoughts, how to control our thoughts, how to manifest thoughts, how to direct thoughts in our favor, how to eliminate destructive thoughts. Because all those components are so important when it comes to putting yourself in position to win. Me, myself, I've been running for 1,194 days straight. So during that whole process, I have had plenty of opportunities to really sit down and just evaluate my thoughts. I have had time running to evaluate my thoughts and sitting down just thinking. I recommend you to take the time out your day, every day, to self-reflect. What this does is empower you. It gives you faith in yourself that you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. It gives you direction. And that's very important, to intentfully provide direction for where you want to go. You have to invest your time in doing that. So, I got a couple things that I want to speak about when it comes to thoughts. I have been reading The Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. Excellent book. I recommend anybody who's listening to this podcast to read it. It's a very large book. But you go through parts of it. I'm not saying read from page to page. What I'm saying is you take components of it. And this particular component topic in the book was talking about the power of thoughts. I have always been a student of thoughts because I enjoy manifesting the things that I desire. Not only that, manifesting the things that I want, but not only that, manifesting the things that need to be manifest. Being aligned with the universe, the universal God, whoever it is that you pray to or praise to, or just follow. It's just always great to be in line with the universe. And not only that, creating that connection with the ancestors. And that all comes with thought. All comes with thought. So it's a couple of topics that I wrote down. Because when I read, I like to write down things. So the first thing I wrote down was, thoughts is an actually working power. Otherwise, there would be nothing by which the universe could be governed. And what does that mean? So my perspective, my interpretation is, nothing is created without the power of thought. Your world, how you interact with the world, all comes down to your thought process and thoughts in general. So you got to ask yourself, what do you spend most of your time thinking about? And ask yourself, the second question is, are these thoughts putting me on the path to achieve whatever goals that I want to achieve? Or are they doing the complete opposite? And all this stuff takes time. I'm not recommending you to spend hours. I'm recommending you to spend at least 5 minutes a day to just self-reflect, to sit there, align your thoughts, but not only that, get in the process of thinking. A lot of times we don't think because we don't have time to think. I want that to resonate with you. Do you give yourself time to think? And while that's resonating with you, I am going to play a commercial. while that thought is resonating in your mind, let's speak about more things about this topic of power of thoughts. So the next thing that I wrote down was, we learn to consciously embody what we wish and think of this only, and then we are drawn silently towards it. This is something powerful, because the reality is what we think about, we silently go towards it. It can be positive or negative. The interpretation is up to you. And the reason why I'm informing you all this is for you to take control. Because on this podcast, God Thoughts, you are God. God is control. And the one thing that you have control is yourself. So just think about your thoughts, right? Whatever you think about, you slowly move towards it. So for instance, if you smoke cigarettes, you slowly move towards people who smoke cigarettes in the environment where smokers are. You don't really do the opposite. It's about moving towards whatever it is you think about. So if you want to be great and you constantly think about greatness, you go slowly move towards that. You go slowly create an environment where you can achieve that greatness. It all starts and ends with you. It's all about control. That's what God is. God creates. God is control. And you have all that potential. The next thing is, I wrote down, God will honor his request to the soul that knows its own divinity. All else must gravitate. Let us there enlarge our thoughts, process, and dare to think in universal terms. So what is that talking about here? Once you know who you are, knowledge of self, understand your own divinity, everything must gravitate towards that. So when you think about positive, when you have positive thoughts, everything going to align to the positivity. What you think about, it's going to align to it. It has to gravitate towards that. So if you think about being broke, unfortunately, situations and activities will gravitate towards that. It has to. But when you understand your own divinity, what you ask, God will present to you. The ancestors, universe will present to you. It can be tangible and intangible. It can be a situation or an environment, but it will come. The next one that I wrote down, let us dare to believe that every constructive word is invincible. Meaning that your words are so powerful that your words that you spew are invincible. So you have to ask yourself, what are you spewing on a regular basis towards yourself? When you understand that your words are invincible, meaning that they can't be broken, you'll start consciously and intentfully watching what you say, watching what you put out there, watching how you speak to people, watching how you speak to yourself. That inner conversation is so important. And the last thing I want to talk about is that which thoughts have done, thoughts can be undone. Lifelong habits of wrong thinking can be consciously and deliberately neutralized. And the entire new order of mental and emotional reaction established in the mind. So what we're talking about here, the reality and the truth is, like my father used to say, what a man can pick up, a man can put down. Now, we're not talking about a man's personal strength. What we're talking about is whatever habits that you have, you can eliminate them. You can change them. It all starts with you and ends with you. So if you think it negatively and you have, unfortunately, the habit of wrong thinking, you can change it. You have to put the effort in. You have to put the time in. And you have to be patient with yourself. But it can be done. That's why it's so important to understand understand that you have the power. You have the power to control and create your own reality. And it's important for us to understand, not only understand that you have the power to give your power to other people. When you give your thoughts away to other people, you give your divinity away. You further your distance from God, the universe, your ancestors, when you give your thoughts and your power to other people. If you take the time and invest in yourself, whatever negative and destructive habits that you have picked up during your lifetime on this planet, you can change it. Also, wherever positive habits that you have to put the energy to maintain them, because you can change those also. I was in the position the last maybe week and a half of me allowing some of my great habits to just change into negative habits. I had to consciously be aware of that, because the reality is you're going to spend just about twice as much time in creating a positive habit for yourself than a negative habit. But this is the time that you should invest in. So my instructions today, once you finish this podcast, is to first of all, look in the comment section, where in the details section, order one of those plans that I have available for you. They relate to discipline, fitness. They relate to spiritual growth, fitness growth, financial growth. Order one of those. And the second instruction is pretty simple. Take 5 minutes out your day to self-reflect on your day. Take 5 minutes out your day to self-reflect on your day. All this can be done. It starts with you, because you are God. If you're taking the time to actually listen to this podcast, you want to tap into that true power. And it's there. We all on a journey. So let's be gods together. Thank y'all so much. Make sure y'all subscribe to my YouTube page, God Win. It speaks about mental health, mental fitness, fitness in general, spiritual fitness, mental, spiritual health, financial health, financial fitness, all that great stuff. You may ask, what is financial fitness? I tell you about it. Just check out on the YouTube. All you type in is God Win. You can put running journey. And subscribe. I thank y'all so much for providing me with the opportunity to speak to you. And I wish you nothing but prosperity and abundance on your journey, your experience on this planet.